For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hello, everyone out there in radio land. This is Loretta Nall with the U.S. Marijuana Party, reporting live from Alabama. And I just want to give an update on our prison reform rally in Washington, D.C. this past weekend. It was very successful. I think at the height of the day, we probably had around 1,200 people show up. It was really hot. Everybody weathered the heat well. We had some very powerful and motivated and very moving speakers. And it was fun to be on the lawn of the White House giving George Bush the you-know-what and, you know, the how-to and the what-for as far as prison reform goes. We had a lot of police interference. They tried just about everything to shut the rally down. They had no legal reason to do so, so they began to walk around and harass the people in attendance. They claimed that there was a law prohibiting people from setting up tables and taking donations for merchandise like T-shirts and souvenirs. So they made them shut the table down, and then they began to claim that you had to have a permit to film a documentary in the park. So they confiscated one gentleman's tape that he had been filming, and then they said you had to have a permit to have a tripod in the park, and so everyone who had a tripod had to put the tripod away. I've got some really good footage. Hopefully we'll have it up on Pot TV. It's amazing to go to the capital of what is supposed to be the freest land in the world, and just because the police don't like what you have to say, because you're directly going after their bread and butter, they can, you know, try and impede on your First Amendment right to speak freely and address the government for grievances. I want to say once again thanks to everybody who came. I see a new movement coming, and or the building of a new movement when we join together with prison reform and drug policy reform. We won't get as far as we should until we bring those two together. They're deeply intertwined, and you can't address one without addressing the other. I'll be in Seattle, Washington this coming up weekend, speaking at the Seattle Hemp Fest. So if you're out there, stop by, and until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
Ah, yes, more great news for the Gulag City. This from the Houston Chronicle. The abuse of a codeine-fortified cough syrup is so widespread among youths here that Houston has become nationally known in the rap culture as the City of Syrup. Prosecutors will focus on the illegal distribution of the medication in the trial of six pharmacists in a Houston federal court. The pharmacists are the first to be prosecuted on accusations of illegally dispensing the highly addictive prescription cough syrup codeine with promethazine. The syrup has been used at least once by about 30% of teenagers in the Houston area. About 10% of the teens in the earlier study said they had used the drug in the past 30 days. Quote, anything over 4% in the last 30 days is a major problem, end quote. So said Ron Peters of the Texas School of Public Health. The six pharmacists are accused in a 170-count indictment of illegally dispensing thousands of gallons of the cough syrup and thousands of tablets of hydrocodone, a synthetic narcotic used as a painkiller. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.